We'll start with a game at West Park tomorrow. Burnie hosting ladder leaders Devonport. So that's 2:20 at West Park tomorrow. What do you reckon?
It is. And the Burnie Dockers, who came from behind to defeat a gallant Ulverston, have made four changes in readiness for their clash with the unbeaten Devonport. Liam Hawley, Tyson Cobbing and Jack Hutt have been eased to the reserves, while Toby McInnes is unavailable. Into the Burnie lineup come Tate Townsend, Oakley Smith, Marley Bourne and Kalen Nichols. Devonport have made just the one change to the team that easily accounted for Penguin, regaining ruckman Jacob Marshall, who replaces the injured Bo Nash. The Magpie back six, led by Zach Derricow, Kurt Fayard and Braden Van Buren, were tremendous against Penguin last Saturday and created countless opportunities for their midfield and forwards, Charlie Castles, Nick Milbourne and Oliver Kelly, who finished with 10 goals between them. Burnie will again be counting on veteran forwards Nick McKenna and Harry Walters and Jeremy Plant to impact the scoreboard. And although these two teams enjoy a rivalry, Darren, it is hard to see the Dockers toppling the Magpies will handle the team to beat this season. So
Devonport
for me first up.
Reckon so. All right, game at La Trobe. They're hosting Penguin.
Yeah, La Trobe, who had the bye last week, have made two changes for their vital encounter with Penguin, bringing key defender Joe Robinson and Tom Donald to replace Rodney Coughlin and Josh Fraser. The two boys have made just the one change to their lineup after a disappointing effort against Devonport last week, returning defender Lockie McKellar to replace the demoted Michael Edwards Gray. Now, interestingly, Aaron, key forward Damon Smith has again been listed as first emergency and is not listed in the reserves. The pro-kick Isazidis will again be hoping for another solid return from Alex Diprose, Dylan Goss, Damon Cock and Dylan Moore, who were all outstanding against the circular in the Demons' last game prior to their bye last week. Penguin sitting in third place are equal on points with both La Trobe and Burnie respectively. They cannot afford to drop the smash, which will be a gauge to the Demons' improvement thus far this season. Two Blues skipper Jack Templeton and half forward Jack Rand were standouts last week, and along with coach Maverick Weller, are Penguin's key avenues to goal. Now, Aaron, this match will be closely contested, but I'm selecting Penguin to get the job done, particularly if Damon Smith is the last minute inclusion for the Two Blues.
All right, so Penguin for that one. And the game on at Ulverston, Robins hosting Circular Head tomorrow.
Yes, and look, Ulverston will host this particular game and as both sides strive to win their first game of the season. The Robins, who surprised Burnie last Saturday with their tenacity and ability to hang tough for three quarters before going down by just 8 points, have made three changes. Out go Adrian Bell due to a one-match suspension. Promising youngster Oliver Di Paoli Qbank, who's required for Tassie Devils commitments, and the injured Jonas Slater. Into the Ulverston lineup come three handy replacements in Jack Walton, Lockie Williams, and Jack Dilger. The Saints have also made three changes, losing number one ruckman Tyrone Morrison due to a two-match suspension for striking, key forward Lincoln Jackson, who was unavailable, and the injured Caleb O'Halloran. The Saints regain Rylan Coombe, Tyson Armstrong and Mark Kearns will add experience to their lineup. Robins coach Stephen French will be banking on another big effort from forwards Brandon Howard, Clay Sculthorpe and Lewis Deegan, who were all solid last start against Burnie, while the Circular Head will be reliant on Matt Elliott, Jamar Jackson, Josh Gale and Rowan Bones to lead the way. Ulverston's effort against Burnie at West Park last week was full of merit, and if they carry that form into this week's match against the Saints, the Robins should notch up their first win, Darren.
All right, so 2:20 at Olvey tomorrow, and the other games at La Trobe and West Park. So 2:20 for the seniors, of course, reserves and 18s before that. And the women, so the Ulverston Wynyard game tomorrow morning. Girls get a bit of a sleep in tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, look, it's 10:45 for the start there, but it'll feature a rematch of last season's grand final between reigning premiers Ulverston and the Wynyard Cats. And the other match will be played at La Trobe, where the winless Demons will host the Penguin Two Blues, who will be shot full of confidence after accounting for Devonport last week. And that match starts at 9 a.m.
All right, and a full round of juniors coming up on Sunday as well.
Yep, full round of under-14s, under-16s and youth girls will be played on Sunday. In all games, East Devonport will host Latrobe at Girdleston Park. Devonport will play Penguin at Devonport, and Burnie will welcome Ulverston to West Park. The under-14s commence their games at 11:30, followed by the under-16s at 1 p.m. and the youth girls at 2:45. So get out and watch the local talent. You'll be quite amazed.
Indeed. All right. So, and good luck to the kids playing this weekend. Now, Collingwood Bulldogs tonight. I'm finding it hard to tip this.
Yes, likewise, Darren. Ninth place Collingwood will take on the 10th place Western Bulldogs at Marvel Stadium. Now, the Magpies have only just made the one change, while the Bulldogs have opted for five changes, including the return of skipper Marcus Bontempelli. I'm going to select Collingwood, Darren. Not with any confidence, but in a real close one.
All right. Thanks for that, mate. Enjoy your footy, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks, mate. Catch you next week.